want to talk about that. I was the other night. Oh, we'll talk about when we're going.
We are live. Welcome, everybody. Last show of the year.
It is the last show of the year, isn't it?
It is.
We didn't do it before Christmas show. Like, everything was just too hectic.
No, we've been doing every other week, basically, with this.
Yeah, it has to be because I just don't have the time. And I used to be able to go, all right, then I'm going to Periscope. Then I'm going to this. Then I just don't have that time right now.
What the fuck is Periscope?
It's a live stream from
Twitter.
It's
the Twitter. It's connected to Twitter. So when you go live on Twitter, you're actually going live on Periscope.
Yeah. Okay. So it's like
now I feel old.
I would do videos, and just even if I'm cooking or talk, it was just talk about something that bothered me. I just don't. Again, I don't look at my phone and go, "Let me Periscope right now," because I just don't have the time for everybody else in the world to watch me go through my life. It's really weird, but we are here now.
And you get these fucking weirdos that will hit us both up. Well, you don't Periscope anymore.
You're going to
do videos?
And
I'm like, dude, fuck off. Yeah. Like, eat a dick.
Yeah, you know, some of them were all right, and I tried to be nice at first, but then they would repetitively message me, are you going to Periscope today? Are you going to Periscope today? And I'm like, dude, I have a fucking family and a husband and three kids, and I don't have time to entertain you. Like,
and now you're really occupied with your newest addiction.
I am addicted.
Which is?
Animal Crossings.
Because somebody got a Switch for Christmas.
I did get a Switch.
Didn't even ask for it. I just was like, let me get it because all the kids have one now. Tina was getting one for Christmas, and they all played Roblox together except for Anna, but Anna plays Animal Crossing. So Lewis and Anna have been playing it for months. They've had Switches. Tina was getting one for Christmas with Animal Crossing. So I was like, let me get mom one too and get her Animal Crossing because she played Roblox with them. Why not play this game with them?
It is that addicting where I will be playing and I'll be like, why don't I put this tree over here? I'll move this bench over here. I have to put a little bit of grass here. And I look at him and I'm like, I am talking to myself. And he laughs at me.
Answer her. Most of it, she'll be like, say something. I'll be like, what's up, babe? And she'll be like, no, nothing in the game.
I've never been a gamer. I don't play games. I wasn't into game
because
systems.
You didn't find your game until now.
This game, I have an island. It's called Happiness.
Yes.
And I have decorated. I now have 8 villagers who live there who keep moving.
Which
from
the max
islands.
Is 10.
Max is 10. Oh. I'm already a 3-star island. I started
she
on Christmas.
She literally hasn't had this a week. She got it Christmas Eve night.
Oh, you did good.
Yeah.
I love it. And it's fun for me. It's constructive. I'm not sitting on my phone. I'm not looking at the internet. I haven't posted on my internet in forever. Mm-hmm. And I wanted that because the kids will all... And I'll be sleeping.
That's a great point. You know, like I never thought of that. But when I'm gaming, I never... think of social media or anything like that. Like, I'm just into my game.
Yeah.
And that's a great point that, you know, usually you would be, like, on Facebook or scrolling
right.
and just wasting time, killing time looking. And the fact that now you have this, you literally have been doing nothing outside of, like, normal life than playing Animal. I'm not kidding. She has a minute. She's on her Switch doing her thing.
So the other night, two nights that I was like, wow, you are addicted. This is how I knew. So the other night, it was like 1 o'clock in the morning. Anna's boyfriend was going home, and she had to be up for work at 5:30. And she was like, I really want to go to bed, but why don't we play for an hour, and then we'll just play. Well, by 3:30, she was like, maybe I'll lay down for 2 hours for work. I'm like, dude, whatever you want to do. We went and laid in bed. He was like, babe, you can keep playing if you want. I'm like, it's 4 in the morning. I got to go diving. Let me see if I can get a lobster tonight. So that's, I mean, literally where I was like, wow, I stayed up late. This is the best part. So I think it was Saturday night. Rocky and I were hanging out. We went to bed. It was like 2:30. We have sex, which, you know, 45 hours later, I look at him in the bed and I'm like, you're so tired. You won't even go game with me right now. It's 4 in the morning. And I'm like, it's all right if you want to go to bed. He's like, babe, if you want a game. I'm like, no, it's all right. He goes, all right, fuck it. Let's go. So he gets on his game. I get on my game. By the time we shut our eyes, it was 7.
Isn't that such a woman way to ask a question, though? Like, instead of saying, hey,
I'm like,
do you want
to
go?
But wait, to be fair, why couldn't you just game by yourself? Like, why did he...
It's literally portable. Like, it's like...
Right.
A, yeah.
But when we're laying
did
in
you
bed...
want him to play with you?
No, I don't play the game.
No.
I don't play this game.
So
yeah.
Then...
All right, so let me explain. In my bedroom, I try not to bring... even on my phone, I try not to bring my games and my phone and stuff into my bedroom. We watch TV, we do our thing.
Mm-hmm.
The living room, we game out, you know, unless I'm with the girls. And so I felt weird bringing it and laying in bed.
Okay.
So I was like, I want to go lay on the couch, but how awkward would we just have sex? I come, and I'm like, I'm going to go back in the living room to game.
I mean, I feel like that's fine.
Yeah.
I had to convince him.
No, you did your wife duty. Like, right. It's totally fine.
Everybody came. I'm going to go
It's not like it interrupted, you know, our thing.
I had to get him to go with me. And he did. He came out. He ponied up.
Yeah.
But the next day, we were both like,
you guys paid for it.
She woke up at like 10:30. I'm like, 3.5 hours. I'm like, Adam, look, laying in my bed, I hear the bubbles of like the fish I have to dive for. I'm like, go to sleep, Jessica.
Yeah, but really she incredible. Has like constantly, and like she said, she's never been a gamer.
Never.
And I've been a gamer my whole life, but our relationship is, you know, I'll sit on the couch and play video games and she's just doing whatever.
Yeah.
So now, you know, that she has something. I don't get really the, are you going to shut that off anytime soon anymore? Because now it's like, hey, play your game all you want so I can play mine. And, you know, it's new and it's different, but it's adorable because, again, she was never into gaming.
When
I got the little Super Nintendo, she played Zelda for a little bit.
Yeah, I like Zelda.
You know, she likes Zelda. And I got her the Zelda on her Switch, but she literally has not even touched it yet.
I will be honest. I went to turn it on because I shut Animal Crossing. I was letting it save. I'm like, let me put this down. I go to Zelda, but the introduction was like 5.5 minutes. I'm not kidding. I was looking at the time.
You can't skip it?
No.
Yeah.
Of her finding Zelda on the beach, and then you see like the thunderbolts. Yeah,
and then Ganon
like,
comes.
This is not for me.
Well, you just got to get past that and get into the game.
It's very story-ish, yes, I know.
No, but
I
once you get into the game, there's literally none of that ever again until the end of the game, you know? That's the thing. That's
it's
really
not
it.
The priority
no, but that's
right
really
now.
It. Like she is so hooked on this game that she would play Zelda if it was the only thing there and Animal Crossing didn't exist. But the fact that Animal Crossing exists, nothing else does.
You know, it's so you can explore. You can go to your airport and then I can go to other islands.
Yeah.
And dig up treasure.
Oh, I know people at work that bring their Switches and in the break room they're sitting there playing Animal Crossing.
I took a picture and posted it on Instagram.
Yeah.
And it was all four of them at the kitchen table, heads down, in their Switches, all playing Animal Crossing. And I was like, everyone has a Switch but Dad. But I really, if I wanted one, I would get
one.
You would
have got
one. Yeah. I'm not,
but
you know.
But you want the PS5 that's next on the agenda.
Yeah, my PS5 is my thing. So, you know, once I get that, I'll
be
happy.
Christmas was good. Christmas was very good. And just the fact that we're all healthy is what I love the most. Everybody's like, how was your Christmas? I'm like, dope. I was with my husband and my kids. You know, we were my mom, his mom. You know, we saw my aunt, and it was nice. It was intimate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't get to see one of my brothers on Christmas. However, we spent yesterday and got dinner.
Well, that's nice.
See, what's funny, the people asking her, how was your Christmas? They want you to go, what did you get?
Oh,
you know what I mean? Like most people are that mind.
I don't really give a shit
about
what you got.
But that's kind of their way of like, I want to tell you what I got. And she's not.
Like
she got great stuff. Trust me. She got spoiled. So you got a beautiful diamond bracelet, this, that, and the other thing.
If you're
excited
about getting things and like you want to tell me, that's great. But I'm not going to be like, well, what did you get? What did he get you? Did he do good? Like, I don't
feel like most
shit.
People ask you, how was your Christmas, to get to that part of it. Of
guess what I got.
That's
exactly.
Annoying.
Yeah. But no, we both did very good for Christmas. Gifts are never the issue. I like spending time.
Yeah.
I went to my mother-in-law's from 2:00 in the afternoon until 8:00 at night Christmas Eve. Oh, no, later, 10:00 Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
And then we went to my mother's on Christmas, and we were there from 3:00 until 10:00 at night.
Right.
I like to be with my family. I like to just, even if we're just hanging out, we've always been that way. I try to instill it in my children. It's super important, you know, because you never know when you're not going to have that person.
And like both of us.
Presence over present.
When it comes to like the little things, like both of us are like, I want this, so I'll get it now. Like we're not, I'll wait for Christmas. So like when Christmas comes, you know, she got the Switch. It's something that she would never think for herself to get. I got her a diamond bracelet. And then most of the rest of the stuff is from the kids. You know what I mean? Like things I buy, obviously, but from the kids.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's little like tchotchkes normally. You know, like she got like a meditation mask with speakers in it, but it's Bluetooth, you know, like, but I'm pretty good at thinking of decent things for her also.
He wants,
if I like to pat myself on the back.
You did good. You did
very
but even like for me, like it's impossible to shop for me because if I want something, I go, I'm not the type of person to wait. I'm like day one guy. Like something comes out that day. I want it that day.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sit there and wait a little bit. PS5, like I'm super annoyed. I don't have one because they're impossible to find.
Yeah.
But I've kind of come to terms with it because there's really nothing on there I'm dying to play now.
You can wait until another month or so.
Yeah. Like if there was a game that was exclusively on there that I can't play that I want to play, I'd be like, it'd be driving me crazy right now.
You'd really be scouring the internet trying to find it.
Absolutely.
I will pay $3,000 and suck your
dick
for this PS5.
That do that, though. Yeah.
But no, they dropped the ball on it. the games for it this time around. So someone like me who, yeah, I really want it, I'm not at but the point where, yeah, I have to have it right this second because, again, there's nothing enticing me at the moment to get it.
Christmas time brings up a lot of feelings, too. You know, you always have the crazy uncle who's drunk that shows up or, you know, the cousin that you don't talk to. You know, I didn't have any...
Well, this year was different because of social distancing and all that stuff. Like, you're really not having big gatherings anyway.
Yeah, no, definitely not. But I don't know. Have you had anything experienced that...
I came home today and I hear from Chris upstairs, oh, you have some mail. I'm like, all right, yeah. And I open it up. And at first I'm like, is this from my mother? Because the last name was West on the return. I was like, but it's from Texas.
Ooh.
And I go... I don't talk to any of those fucking people anymore. And I open it up and it's from my aunt who I haven't seen or spoken to in over 16 years.
Oh my God.
So reason?
What?
Reason?
Because she...
Not that you have to give the exact. Is it like a fight or...
It's just because my mother's side of the family have been calling me and my siblings guinea trash my entire life.
Whoa, what are they?
Whoa.
So...
Wait, well, hold on because I take offense to this being an Italian. Yeah. What are they?
Hi. So this is why... Once I was old enough to tell them to go fuck themselves at 17. Well,
what's their background, though?
Not Italian.
But what is it, though?
It's Irish.
Fuck it. Get out of here. You're lower than I'm fucking Irish. Fuck off.
Hear me out.
Fucking balls on them.
They did it because they never liked my father, and they took it out on us as kids. And it's just, I was 17. We went on a cruise together. My father was not invited for this. And they spent the entire cruise shit-talking my father, and my mother just sat there and ate it. So I finally snapped on all of them collectively and told them all to basically eat a bag of dicks. And that was the last time I saw them.
Ready? Put our amazing cuisine aside, because right there, we win, you fucking potato-eating cocksuckers. But now let's go to pop culture. Godfather, Rocky, Sopranos. Name me one thing Irish in pop culture or anything like that that is even close to fuck off with your Irish shit. Fucking Irish pieces of crap.
Look
fuck them.
Look at him being defensive of his sister here.
Because, guinea trash. Fuck them.
So she wrote you a letter.
So this is the thing. She sends a Christmas card. Mind you, I have no ill will towards these people anymore. I've forgiven them because I realized... Listen,
why carry hate in your heart?
You are who you are. Right. I just have no desire to have anything to do with you.
Right.
So I haven't thought about these people in over a decade.
Yeah.
So I open this card and I read it out loud to Wendy. And it's, hi, it's been a really long time. I'm glad you're spending time with your mother. It means everything to you. Then she goes on to tell me about her kids and where they live and everything. And that's it. No, how are you? I'm sorry. Like, I should have done this sooner. I miss you. No. Let me tell you about my life.
Yeah, because she did nothing wrong.
So this is my thought process. Are you fucking dying? Mm. And you're realizing how shitty you've been the last almost 20 years? Like, I don't care where your kids are.
It's funny you say that because John just told a story on Super Ugly that his godfather he hasn't spoken to in 10 years, I think he said, because the guy... When his grandmother and mother were dying, he was the guy that was going, go in the house and get me this. Like trying to steal shit from them as they're dying.
Yeah.
So John was like, fuck all. And he hasn't spoken to him in 10 years. The guy calls him and turns out he's got stage 4 cancer.
But this is my thought process. This is, listen, my mother has two sisters and two brothers. And I haven't seen or spoken to any of them since I was 17 years old. So you're talking over 16 years at this point. I don't need you coming back into my life now.
Right.
And with what precursor? You're telling me what my cousins are doing. I don't care.
Right.
I already know from my
brother. What type of things was it?
It was just like, oh, Colleen has three kids and she's living near me. And Danny, you know, is married and he's living near me. And Lisa and her partner are living
bragging
in D.C.
And look how great my kids are doing.
Like, I don't give a fuck.
Right. Well,
like, you can't even look at my life. I have all of them blocked on all of social. So the fact of the matter is you're coming out to tell me how great your kids are doing. You tell me how you're doing.
Right.
Because clearly you've got some guilt because I never gave you my address. Which means, so number one, my mother gave it.
Yeah. She asked for it.
But, which pisses me off.
Let me just say something. And I am, I have a lot of people in my family that I don't associate with for many reasons. But I'll use one specifically. I don't speak to my biological father. Him and my mom separated when I was 3. My dad took care of me my entire life. This person came in and out and disrupted my life many times. And recently, you know, my brothers both have said, you know, he's not doing well. He's in an old home. He's getting, you know, he really wanted to talk to you. You know, he didn't know why you didn't like him. And I was like, let me stop you right there and tell you that I have no feelings for this person.
You're apathetic at this point.
I would stand and walk over you if, honestly, I don't care. So please don't put me in the position to have to explain why I don't want to.
And like, as an outsider, the only reason I see, like, when she brings up her father, which is almost never, but the stories I've heard, the only reason why he would even... Bob.
You say Bob.
The only reason why, from what I can tell, he would try to even have anything with her was not for a father-daughter relationship. It was to piss off her real father who raised her. And it was a revenge thing. Mm-hmm. But the guy was such a fucking bad dad that he would make plans and then just fuck her over.
I'd be waiting at the door like a kid 8 years old with my bags for the weekend. He wouldn't show up.
Which is the win for her mom and dad going, yes, see, exactly who we know you are, you piece of shit. And all he's doing is now hurting her.
And no parents are perfect. No people are perfect. Correct. However, now to reach out, he reached out when my dad died with an email like, I'm here for you, and I love you, and I miss you. You know, daddy's always here. And when I read that, it was actually the week I buried my father. I wrote an email back, and my mom cried when she read it.
I would have lost my shit.
And she was like, Jessica, that's probably one of the meanest things I've ever read in my life. And I said, I needed to say it. Now I bid him goodbye. Mm-hmm. And I'll never open that door again.
See, he wants his peace of mind before he goes to the next part of life. Yeah. You know what I mean? And he wants to...
to hurt me anymore. You lost it at 13 years old.
You don't get your closure. Yeah. Fuck that. So like, he doesn't deserve it.
I said some pretty horrible things, and I was not happy with who I am now. I wouldn't write that now. Mm-hmm. But he needed to know, you know, that there is no room. Don't come when I'm vulnerable and then try to get back in my life. So what I would say as my advice for you, like, because it sucks when you think about what they've done to you. Mm-hmm. The peace in your heart and the love in your heart is all that matters for you. And any of their energy and feelings cannot affect
you.
Well,
that's why.
You know, because it'll change you. Thinking about it, changes you.
I swung wildly, like even on the way here, I swung wildly between wanting to make a card for her for, you know, Happy New Year and be like, my life's really awesome. Please don't ever feel the need to fucking reach out to me again and kick rocks. But then the other side is, why?
Yeah, then you get
why am
that.
I going to feed into this? Because then she's going to say, see, I knew they were trash. I knew they were garbage. Yeah. I reached out.
See,
no,
I'm petty, though.
You.
I love that satisfaction for me.
Know,
like, fuck the right thing.
But listen,
I get satisfaction.
See, this is what you have to realize about my mother's side of the family is that they're very snobby. Mm-hmm. They're very holier than thou. They're better than everybody else. Yeah. And that shit drives me crazy because it's the phoniest shit, which is another reason I have nothing to do with them.
Right. Yeah.
They're all superficial. Facebook, Instagram. My life looks perfect, but the reality is everyone's cheating on each other.
Right.
Everyone's working on a second.
You didn't tell me that
marriage about
your dad. I didn't know that. That he was in the whatever, and you know he.
I told you that Robert and Mark said that he.
When
was
this? Recently?
That was a few months ago.
I don't remember.
Robert
that.
And Mark said that, you know, he's in an old age home. Mostly Robert. Mark, he said he speaks to him every now and then. Desiree talks to him. But, you know, when we were kids, they didn't talk to him.
Right.
I did.
See, but that, like,
they
to me,
all
again,
wrote him off.
Like, I'm looking at that going, that's not for a relationship, like, I want to fix, you know, maybe get something,
no,
anything.
He was asking,
he just
I
wants
don't know
it.
Why Jessica hates
he
me.
He just wants it for him, so, like, before he dies, I have closure knowing
and
that,
had, like,
hey,
three heart
you know.
Attacks. He's definitely not healthy, but just a sum for everybody who is listening to understand why I won't even bother, I was 13 years old. And he was gone for about 2 years, never heard from him. Then he shows up. I miss you. I want to see you. He picks me up and tells me, I want you to live with me. And I'm like, oh, my God, my dad wants me. Mm-hmm. And I was already going through shit as a kid because I was lashing out. And I went home and I'm like, Mom, I want to live with my dad. And my mother goes, go. Go live with him. That's what you want. Go. Mm. I moved out.
Funny because in her head she's going, I know how this is going
to
play out.
I moved out that next morning because he brought me to his apartment, which I slept on a couch. The next morning he brought me to the court. And he's like, I want to reverse child support for
That's
Jessica because she's with me now. Mm-hmm. They reversed. We had to go to court for like a week or two. Okay. They reversed everything. And as soon as the paperwork went through and as soon as my mother had to pay him child support, he dropped me off at a fucking group home. Rose Pelletier. And when you get dropped off under 16, you cannot leave.
Yeah.
I was there for fucking 2 years. They're connected to Madonna Heights. The fights in high school, I was one of fucking 10 white girls in Deer Park High School. Mm. the things leaving me there, when he was like, this is what you need. It's an independent living program. I'm like, you told me I was coming to live with you.
Yeah.
And my mom, of course, was like, I'm not taking you out. Mm-hmm. This is what you wanted. Now you see who he is. Mm-hmm. And it was a hard fucking year before my mom goes, all right, I'll pick you up.
Yeah.
But this time you're going to learn who's who.
Correct.
And it was hard for me as a kid to go, how the fuck do you pick me up?
Yeah.
And then just use me and drop me off. And that was one of many things he did.
As a father of two daughters, like, I could see what happens once you break that bond. Like, daughters are ruthless where they're like, no, fuck you. Like, mm-hmm. I've seen a lot of daughters with their fathers that way that are bad dads. As a father of two daughters, I'm like, it's so easy to be a good dad with daughters. Like, it's not a matter of, you know, buying them shit. It's a matter of just loving them mm-hmm. and giving them, you know, that.
Security.
Literally, that's all they want. Foundation. Is just a dad that loves them and that is in their lives. And it's not hard to do.
No.
But to sit there and, like, be like that, you look at that and go, what the fuck? Like, I can never imagine. Like, yeah, I yell at my daughters now and then because they do stupid shit. But that's the extent of, like,
that's
parenting.
Getting frustrated, and that's just being human.
But as far as, like, them never wanting to speak to me, I can't imagine a world where my daughters wouldn't want to speak. Like, that would murder me, for one. But, like, I can't imagine anything I would do to them because I'm so soft when it comes to them
right. In
the long run. Like, I may be, like, a jerk disciplining at one point, getting loud or yelling,
right?
But I'm immediately, like, remorseful about it, and we'll go in and be like, I'm sorry I acted that way.
Well,
please don't be
realize
mad.
When you've gone too far, but you're mature enough to realize it's okay to backpedal and go, listen, I know what I said, it was fucked up, I took it too far. Whereas a lot of adults aren't willing to admit
right
when they've made mistakes like that. Well, and they're not
I'm also dad though, like, when, because Anna's, you know, she's dating, but she has a steady boyfriend now, but she would come home, and I can see something's wrong. You know what I mean? Like, not recently, but, you know, in the past. And I'll leave her alone for a little bit, but then I'll go downstairs, and Jess won't ask me, or, you know, I'm the type of dad to go in there and be like, for one, who do I need to fucking kill? Like, that's the first thing out of my mouth. Who the fuck do I need to kill? No one, Dad, please. Da-da-da. But then for two, I always reassure her, fuck them. You're right. Beautiful. You're the catch. They're lucky to fuck. Like, that's the type of dad I build my daughters up to the highest fucking peaks that I can.
It's also, though, important that, like I explained, you know, with him, he had four of us and then left my mom and was with another woman, had two, left her and had another one. So I have three stepbrothers and sisters, I don't know. My mom was working four waitress jobs to support us.
Right.
And, you know, with my husband and the way he is with his children, you know, being a dad isn't just talks. It's giving them a bath. It's taking them where they need to go. It's cleaning their bed if they have an accident.
It's being a partner.
It's being a dad. And
well, it's even like sitting down and coloring with my five-year-old, you know.
Never.
I want to color. Okay. I want to play wrestling figures. Oh, the only place where I draw the line is playing dolls. Like, she knows dad's, dad's not playing dolls. Everything else.
Everyone has their limits, and that's fine.
But my son, I play video games with. My oldest daughter, she's my horror homie. We watch horror movies. Or just watch movies in general,
you know, not saying I'm coming and then here I am with my bags and my other two sisters, my sister and brother are laughing and they're like, he's not going to come. And I'm like, yes, he is. And then he doesn't come. You know, it just is a lot. And as an adult, I look and I go, your life is what you made it. Your sadness, mm-hmm. your loneliness, your pain, your physical fucking whatever it is you created. Yeah. And I don't want anything.
He's
to
just
do
a
with
user.
It.
And again, he's trying to now use you to get make himself feel better.
Yeah.
That. All right.
I'm
well,
so
she forgives me at least. At least I know
but
that she. And it's like, no, you don't deserve that.
That's
fuck
how
you.
It goes towards the end. My grandmother had passed away over the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And again, same scenario. I hadn't seen her in over 16 years. I saw her one time. I think it was 2 years ago. She came up. She was 90 years old. And we were at my mother's house. And she literally just sat there and stared at me for the 3 hours I was there. She didn't know what to say to me.
Right.
She just stared and stared. Like, she didn't know what to do. Like, I knew what she was thinking. Because it's not hard. You haven't seen someone in over a decade. That's your granddaughter. And you can't say two words to me.
Yeah.
Mm.
And after she had left and my mother was talking to me about it, and she's like, why didn't you talk to her? I was like, she had nothing to say to me.
Right.
I said hello and I kept it moving. She is a grown fucking woman. She is 90 years old. I was like, and I'm not going to start a conversation where I don't have anything to say.
Right.
Because if you want to say something, we can talk. But I'm in my 30s now.
Right.
So you're going to listen too. I'm not going to sit there and just eat shit. Like, she was eating dinner the whole time, just staring at me wide-eyed.
Well, I can't stand that. Like, people give that to you. And now that I'm now that I'm older, like, when you were a kid, you used to hear, hey, respect them. They're older than you. And a lot of the time, it'll be like, but fuck that person. They're a piece of shit. I don't care about their age.
Respect is one thing, but it goes both ways.
And now that I'm, like, almost 40, I'm like, I don't give a fuck if you're 70. If you're a piece of shit, you're a piece of shit. Fuck you. You're not getting my respect. I'm not treating you nice just because you're old. Fuck you.
Yeah, no. And she
like,
just,
you don't get a pass just because you're older.
No, no, and she had nothing to say. And even my brother said it. He's like, I think she was scared of what you were going to tell her. She didn't want to hear that I constantly heard her talking shit about my father my entire life.
Yeah,
like, what are you
going
to do? And when she passed away, listen, I left work early that day because my mother had texted me and called me the night before. I called out of work. I was like, listen, they're like, oh, I'm so sorry. I said, listen, my grandmother was not a nice person. She called me guinea trash my entire life. I'm not taking off for me.
It's for my mom.
I did it for my mother. My mother and I do not get along. But what do you do in that scenario? I don't hate my mother, but I know your mother passed away. You know, I went, I took her out to dinner. We spent some time together. I don't get along with her, but I also know she was upset and she was hurting.
Right.
And she doesn't see me very often, so she'll take what she can get. And that's terrible to say, but...
Truth of the matter is, you never know when you get to that situation where you're like, what do I say? What do I do?
Yeah.
You know, and it's hard, especially when they're older or if they're sick or if they have an issue, you know. My grandmother on the Spanish side, my entire life, I'm not kidding, kids are to be seen, not heard. Go over there and clean. What you, she would tell me, what are you, a mattress or a lady? You know, she was very, very mean. I mean, there was never a cuddle, never a hug.
Yeah.
My grandmother, she had cancer a few times. She survived. We'd see holidays. She was always around, but not nice.
Right.
And
which is crazy to me because the woman I knew
couldn't
have been sweeter and nicer.
Right? I mean, I'm not kidding. People would look and go, wow, she was just fucking mean.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd say about 8 years, no, 9 years ago, my grandmother got very sick and she had a brain aneurysm.
Maybe like 7 years because it was right when we started dating. But like we were actually like dating.
Okay.
Like we were
when she moved in.
Yeah.
She had a brain aneurysm and completely like paralyzed her left side, had to learn how to talk, walk, everything all over. So my mom texts and she's like, grandma had a stroke. I got to go to Florida. And I'm like, I'm coming with you.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen my grandmother. She never was nice to me.
Right. But
I
didn't do it for your grandmother.
I didn't.
Did
I went
mother.
To be with my mom. So we get to the hospital and she wasn't talking, wasn't eating, nothing. I walk into the hospital room and she like looks at me across the room. And my mom was like, do you want a minute? And I was like, I'd love a minute, you know? And I was worried because she wasn't talking. My mom's like, she's not talking, Jessica. I don't know what's going to happen. I walk next to the bed and as I put my hand down, she, grabbed my hand and just looked at me and just the tears started to run down her face. And I was like, grandma, it's all right.
Yeah.
It's okay.
It's when you sense it's your
okay.
mortality.
Yes. I'm like, it's okay. And everything's going to be fine. She ended up pulling through.
Mm-hmm.
I got pregnant with Valentina and again, she was doing well, but had another brain aneurysm and she had gone into another stroke. She wasn't talking, wasn't eating. My mom was caring for her and I brought Valentina over. And I have pictures of just Val as an infant and her just looking at each other. We'd walk in and she'd go, the baby. I mean, it was the joy and the last
But it was like the
years,
one thing that like actually like her brain registered and like she like
she
woke up
eat,
for.
Val
and
come, she would eat.
Yeah.
So my mom was like, you know, the more you're around, the more. And she would get better and better. And we lost my grandmother a few years ago. But it was the moment that she held my hand that I looked and I said, I know that you're sorry, and I'm ready to start.
Well, I think
over.
All that changed because she loved me so much, and she was like, "Wow,
her.
Jessica found a great guy."
I mean,
that I'm turning the page on. She might be good. I might have been wrong this whole time.
You know, you would never notice. Like again, she would be the woman smoking a cigarette. Go, get out of my fucking face! It's adult time. You know, like that's how she was.
But she was vulnerable, and when I first met her, she was after all this, but she was like still aware. She wasn't like, you know, like a invalid
and
nothing.
Talking,
yeah,
like,
she was still like capable of, you know, interacting.
Right.
And I'm Italian, so you know, when you walk in and there's a grandparent there, you walk over, you give him a kiss, hello. Like that's just what you do.
Correct.
And I guess in your family, no one does that.
Not with my grandma, because she was mean.
So I would walk in, and I didn't know this woman the first time I met her. Hey, grandma, I'd walk in, I walked up to her, gave her a kiss.
Right.
From that day on, she loved me.
Like this. When he'd walk in.
Every time I walked in, though, that's how it would go. And, you know, she was always very nice to me.
Right.
I even sat with her a couple times and just watched TV and, you know, whatever she was watching and just hung out with her. But she was always very sweet. So, like, she tells me these stories. I'm like, she's
people
so nice.
People change as
you know?
They get older, though. People change when there's, like, health conditions and, like, the mortality thing. That's why I'm like, my aunt must be dying. Right. There's no reason. Like,
and that's what
there's
I'm
no
and people want their own closure.
Yeah, give yourself the closure because I gave myself the
but
closure over
she's
a decade
saying
ago.
I'm sorry.
No, she sure isn't. She's trying to brag. Like, listen, yeah. I don't give a shit. So your daughter got knocked up 3 times. Good for her.
Yeah.
Your son got married. Awesome. Your daughter's like, I don't care.
Tons of people get married and have kids.
I don't fucking care.
Yeah. It's always like that, you know, but like it's important, you know, with the change, with the things, with everything that's happened, you know. You don't know where life's going to go.
Yeah.
And if it was a genuine, she wanted something, you would have known it, you know?
Well,
and,
the reality is, listen, all you had to write was, hey, I know it's been a really long time. Can we talk? I'd like to see what's going on. At the end of it, she wrote, like, her cell phone number. I have her address, obviously. And she said something about she wanted to send me pictures. Pictures of what? I don't give a shit.
Right. There's other things that
I
need to be discussed.
I blocked you from everything. And your kids are blocked as well. You want to send me pictures of people I don't give a shit about?
Yeah, that I haven't spoken to
like,
in years.
It's not even like you said, you know, I'm just reaching out. I know things were really messed up between us.
Like, that's how it should have been.
Start
exactly.
Over.
Yeah.
Over. Right. How are you doing?
Yeah.
Right.
Not one iota, not one sentence of this had anything to do with me except for the fact that she knows I've been spending time with my mother. Okay, good for you.
Like, that's not the, it's our time.
So, like, what do you want from me?
That's my mother. Like, you being part of her family has nothing to do with my relationship with her.
You've been dead to me for over a decade. Mm. Don't come creeping back now.
Right, without the right thing to say.
For what?
Right.
And like, exactly, for what, though?
For what?
Like,
what's your
purpose? You've been fine for this long without these people in your life.
You didn't reach out to me when my father died.
Yeah. Right.
That would have been your fucking moment.
Right. Yeah.
Like, I know your dad died, and I know we were shitty to him, but no.
Yeah.
Right.
Crickets.
No. And
but now you
want to
come
back
almost
selfish
7 years
it's
later?
It's not about you.
Listen,
or the relationship.
Correct.
It's about them.
Correct. If you're dying, if you're feeling sad, if you're lonely, listen, go ahead and be lonely. Go reach out to your kids. You just told me two of them live close by. What? They don't want anything to do with you either?
Right.
Eat a bag of dicks. Like, right. I'm not doing this with you.
Well, a person who has that kind of energy will have that energy with everyone.
Oh, correct.
You know, and unless, again, there is a put your tail between your legs.
Correct.
Focus on what you did. Explain, not even explain, just show me that you understand
what you did
to me. And then maybe we can have a conversation.
Correct. But you don't want to acknowledge anything.
No, absolutely.
Nothing. Like, listen, I may have been a surly teenager.
Every teenager was out
of my face and said some things to them I shouldn't have. But you can't shit on a person for their entire life.
No.
And then expect me to just sit there and eat
shit. No, but you're saying that you shouldn't have. And not for nothing, like, the blatant disrespect of your father in front of you.
Whether they like
you
him or not.
Absolutely have every right to. Say that shit behind my back.
Correct.
Like, fine.
But
whatever. You don't like my father.
In front of my face. At the dinner table.
And then expect me not to say, fuck you, that's my dad.
Like,
I'm going to defend him.
I yelled at my drunk uncle who told me that I was raised like an animal. My mother's sitting next to him, mind you. He's shit-faced. He's a raging alcoholic. And I'm looking at him, and I went, Chris, fuck you.
Balls on you.
And my grandmother's like, you can't talk to him. Like, fuck you, too.
Yeah.
I chugged a glass
of wine and
I
walked
out.
And my daughters just sat there and didn't say nothing, I'd be mad at them. I'd be like, you don't defend me?
Yeah.
That was the last time I saw them, any of them, except for my grandmother a couple years ago.
You were absolutely in the right. Like no matter what your age was, no matter what their age is.
I'm on a cruise ship with you people for a week. I didn't want to fucking come. I'm finding out on day two my father was not invited.
I don't care if you're 10. Like, you defending your father, fuck that. Like,
you're not going to sit there and what? Oh, it's not appropriate. Well, fuck you.
It's not appropriate to talk shit about my father
in
front of my face and think
absolutely.
I'm not going to say nothing.
Correct.
Like I said, do it behind closed doors. And
not,
if you don't do it in front of me, whatever. People don't like each other. That's fine. But the fact that you're going
to
sit there and trash my dad, who I love, in front of me and think I should just sit there.
To how it makes you feel.
Correct.
Because they're the type of people that people would start doing that to their own, and they would join in and start naming the things that annoy them about that person and join in on the trashing of them instead of being like, no, fuck you. That's my family.
Yeah.
This is someone I care about. Yeah, they have issues, but it doesn't matter. I love them. Shut the fuck up.
Right. It goes like this, too. Like, when you think about, like, kids or brothers, sisters, or aunts, uncles, whatever, you know, imagine the moment of, you know, would you say that to their face?
Oh, absolutely.
I am
shit
a whole, like, my family will all tell you, they call me the bulldog of the family. True story. Because when it comes down to anything, don't come to tell me that you don't like what mommy did and this and that, because I think you should just call mommy. Or don't tell me that you don't like that I didn't do that. Tell me instead of telling everybody else. Correct. I'm very forward.
See, the mistakes like cousins and aunts would make with her is thinking they can go to her and air their grievances about her immediate family. Like her immediate family, brothers, sister, even if she's in a fight with them, if you come to them and start talking shit, she doesn't give a fuck. Like,
this is that's my brother. She will
she will rip your throat out for her brothers. I've never seen such loyalty to brothers and sisters that my wife has. Like, it's insane.
I mean, it could even be me complaining. I'm like, I don't like this, or talking about my sister or my other sister.
And someone can join in and she'll be like, hey, I could do it. Fuck you. Shut your mouth.
Because it's not about trashing. It's just me venting for a second.
Correct.
And I if I wanted you to talk bad about anybody, I would say talk bad. But you're talking about my siblings now.
Right.
And same with my mom. Like, I would have an argument and Rocky would look and be like, babe. And I'd be like, don't. You know, don't, please. Because I just want to vent right now.
No, but she'll have something go on with her brothers and or whatever. And she'll be saying what she's saying. And I just go, all right, babe. And in my head, trust me, there's things I want to say.
Of course.
But I go, just leave it, because
it's not worth it.
It's not even that it's not worth it. It's, I know who she is, and she doesn't want to hear anyone else's opinion at that time either
way. I don't want to hear them say bad things.
Yeah.
Correct.
You know, even if they're like, this is how you should do it. I'm like, all right, I'm going to do it how I do it. Thank you very much. But it's just, it's that whole, my family is all I have, including my husband.
Like,
when
I bring things up about one of her family members, I tiptoe so carefully, like what I say, how I say it. Like if I have like anything, like if there was a moment or something happened, I'm very careful with how I approach it with her, because I know how she is and I don't want her to get the wrong idea. Like if I have an argument with a brother, which we've never had, but there's moments where there's things that happen that I need to bring up. And I'm like, how do I approach this? Right. Because I don't want her to get mad.
Correct.
You know,
just defensive, and like, not mad. Just
defensive. Yeah, like defensive, which is her natural reaction. But with me, like, it's kind of gotten, you know, a little lessened because, you know, we're husband and wife and, you know, she needs to defend me first, if anything, at this point.
Mother.
Yeah.
Let anybody even look at, what the fuck are you looking at my mother-in-law like that for? There's like a line. It's just a line of my respect for people and even my friends. Mm-hmm. I would never go, I fucking can't stand her. Hey, you want
to
get coffee?
Something happened with the neighbor and I had to like walk her up from going there and beating the shit out of with my mother. Because one of the neighbors did, I forget what, it was like the smallest thing.
My mother-in-law parked somewhere. And she got out of the car and she was like, oh, I'm sorry. You know, did you want to park here? And the person she was speaking to kind of was just like, yeah, whatever, I'm sure. And she came inside and she was like, I was going to move. I didn't know if I was in the way. And I'm like, what the fuck did he say to you? Because she talked to an old woman, first of all, my mom. Okay, I don't call her my mom. It's my mom. And you're a man. Like, so I wanted to go out. She's like, no, don't do it. And I'm like, ma, if he ever speaks to you like that again, I expect to know about.
Because but it's funny because like respect. Everybody, like my mother's, you know, new to Jessica's world. And even she knows like there's certain things you could tell her. Mm-hmm. And there's certain things that you're just better left to be like, ah, just let it go. Because she is
loyal.
She's a pit bull. Like if you tell her something, she immediately goes, I'll fucking kill him. And now she's in that mode. And to get her out of that mode is really fucking hard. And also, she's the type of person that goes, I remember what you did. It could be 25 years ago. She'd be like, I remember what you did. Fuck you and still fuck you. I don't care if it was 25 years ago or 20 minutes ago. I know who the fuck you
are.
I
will forgive people. I will
forgive absolutely.
For myself.
Yeah.
But I don't like you, and I don't want to be around
and
you.
And it doesn't give you amnesia either.
It's not like, hey, now let's go hang out. I won't do that.
It's one of my favorite things, because I'm the same way. Like, once you get in my head of, fuck you,
yeah,
it's really hard to get pulled out of that. Like, really
we
fucking
all saw
hard.
That happen with me this year.
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course.
You crossed that line, and that's cool. Yeah. I love you. I want the best for you, but you can't be in my bubble.
Yeah.
And that's that.
It's important for everybody to have that respect for themselves, and also
you have to have the boundaries.
If you
and
cannot
listen, family or not, you cross those boundaries. I have two sisters that you guys will never meet.
Right.
Wendy has never met.
Mine too.
Nobody will, because they are truly terrible fucking people. Well,
this is a thing
and
in her family, though.
I don't make excuses for that just because they're family.
No, what I'm saying is the way you are, because your Aunt Dolores is a lot like you.
Yes.
Where she's a pit bull also.
Yes.
And now
I am very much like my Aunt Dolores.
But it's with the family. Like, you fuck with the family.
Yeah.
They just, the switch goes off where it's like, you're fucking done. And now I see it in Valentina. Like, Valentina is so attached to her brother and her sister.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, she will, if anyone fucks with them, like, God bless
them.
That's
how the four of us were when we were growing up. As we've gotten older and realized how terrible my sisters were, we're separate now.
Right.
But with me personally, I have a massive family, but I only talk to my brother.
Right.
And his family. So I have family that isn't blood now. I have Wendy. I have Chris. I have their kids. Like,
you have us.
I have you guys. But I'm, as you guys know, I'm extremely loyal to those people.
Yes.
So help me. Anyone talks shit, I'm sorry. You're who again?
Right.
Like, there's no, just because there's no blood there, that's my family. And this is what I have a hard time explaining to my brother. Because when I was going through my breakup and my ex's family were still reaching out, they still wanted to be a part of my life. He sat me down. He's like, they're not family.
Mm. Right.
And I went, Nikki, listen, I get what you're saying.
Right.
But he firmly believes if it's not blood, it's not family.
Right.
Which is why he has a hard time understanding why I split my holidays with Wendy and him.
Right.
And I tell him time in and time out. He finally realized it this year when he came to be Santa.
Yeah.
He got it. He understood. He saw how the girls were with me and how I am with Chris and Wendy. And he said it. He's like, I get it, Katie. They are your family.
See, you know, outside of my immediate family, like, that familial thing, like aunts, uncles, cousins, like, fuck that. Like, if you're shitty, like, I don't care if we're family. Like,
it's not an excuse.
Yeah, it's not an excuse. There's
for
one aunt
behavior
and uncle that across the street that I still talk to regularly.
Yeah.
Most of my aunts, uncles, cousins, I haven't fucking spoken to them in years, and I don't give a shit. I'm like, whatever. You do your thing. I'll do. It's not like there was a fight, but it's like,
just, listen,
you don't reach out.
And that's it.
You don't reach out. I'm not going to reach out either. Like, I'm not going to sit there and chase you just because we're family. Like, that's
just
not me.
We have some genetics in common.
Like, my family that's important is my family, my kids and my wife, our mothers. And outside of that, whether you want to be a part of it, great. If you don't, I don't give a fuck.
Exactly.
You know, it's difficult, though, to also, like, growing up, it's so weird. Growing up, because I was the middle child, my younger brother and I were fucking sidekicks. And to this day, my little brother, he's 37 years old, my little brother, I mean, I could hurt for him. And I love him very much. My older brother, however, when I was younger, wanted nothing. You're talking about 6-year gap. And he was in his teens, and I was this 8-year-old that wanted to hang out with him and his friends.
Mm-hmm.
When we shifted, it was when I hit over my 20s and I was an adult, that him and I have such an intellectual bond that my two brothers are my best friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I do have two sisters. I love them both dearly. However, we are very different personalities, so it's hard for us to spend time.
Mm-hmm.
There is no ill feelings or will. One is, you know, out doing her thing, and one is just in a different lifestyle. So I love them, but again, I look at you and I can understand, like, my brothers are, I mean, no matter if I have an argument or not, they are my everything.
See, what's funny though, now that you mention it, because with Mark, your younger brother, you're almost like, I don't want to say like a mom type, but you're like very like coddling and protective.
I can't
remember you and him ever really having an argument.
Mm-hmm.
You and Robert have had several arguments. You know what I mean?
Intellectually, we are very...
They never let it drag out, though. They always next day fix it. You know, it's not one of those things, but they bump heads a lot.
See, Mark's a Virgo like Rocky.
But Mark, even Robert's if there was something Capricorn, that pissed him like off that he did, she would react to it in a different way. And I've seen it because... There's something about Mark that you don't want to have conflict with him.
He's
where with Robert,
my baby brother.
Exactly. With Robert, she's like, I don't care if I have conflict with him. This needs to be settled.
and we're, again, though, we are on that where we can actually say what we want and feel. We get through it, and we left alone. I'm not a
it
Harper.
It doesn't blow up.
Yeah,
to
I'm not a Harper.
More.
Argument happens today. We won't talk about it.
No, even when there's a huge thing, like we've had huge things that were like, wow, I can't believe that just happened.
And it just shuts
and then
up.
The next day, they'll both be like, hey, listen, let's just, you know, figure. And they talk it out and do whatever. I'm not there. I don't know how it works out, but it ends up working out almost immediately.
Craziest thing ever, you know, Rocky coming into my family. My brothers never, ever got along with anybody I was ever with. None. None of my siblings liked anybody I've ever been with. And when Rocky came around, it was like their brother.
Mm-hmm.
And they have, the three of them, the purest and most awesome relationship. I love that they can all, you know. And Rocky has a brother. Difficult. And I'm always the one going, all right, well, and he's like, no, you don't understand it. And I still, even knowing, I'm like, you're right, but you know, I got a little, I know he's crazy, but the soft spot for brother. I just love family. Yeah. And I love that we have a family. You know, I look and I'm like, I thank God I have my brothers. My mom lost both her brothers. You know, like, I would never want to imagine.
See, so, me, I always hated my brother growing up. And like, to this day, we get along now. Like, when, you know, we can be civil, but even still to this day, I'm like,
family's
like, I don't forget how you were when we were kids. Like, he was like, no, he was like awful to my mother, to me. Like, he was really, really shitty. So, like, I always have that in the back of my head of going, I don't give a fuck what you do. Like, I still know all the bullshit you put us through.
Right.
You know, so, like, I'm never going to forget that. And honestly, I'll never forgive you for it. Like, I could get past it and we can move on.
Right.
And I'll be civil for my mother's sake and all that shit. But, like, as far as, like, a brother-brother thing goes, I'm closer with her brothers in that aspect than my own.
There's nothing wrong with that either. Like, not everything's going to be a Norman Rockwell painting. It's just not. Yeah. Like, there's no... Listen, they're your family. You love them. Listen, my sisters, they're terrible fucking people. I don't want anything bad to happen to them.
Yeah, exactly.
However, you're just not going to be in my life.
Right. You choose what's in your bubble. Absolutely. And that's important. It's important to have those boundaries.
Just because you're my sister. So what?
Well, exactly. I can't stand that. Like, well, your family. All right. But that still doesn't mean, like, yeah.
She'll say something snotty and be like, well, I'm your mother. Okay, cool. Fuck you.
Yeah, I mean, you get a chance.
My brother's like, don't do it. I'm like, no. I'm in my 30s now. She doesn't get to say whatever she wants and get a free pass.
Yeah. Just because you're
my mom. She's older. No. She knows what she said.
She should know better. Yes. She's older. Like,
it was on purpose. It was intentional. I know. Like, listen, this is how we grew up. It's psychological warfare in my family. Like, I know what you said. You know what you said. It was intentional.
Here's another thing that I just want to bring up quick because we're almost at the end. Yeah. Another thing that I find is super important with family is that spouses have no leeway. You know, when Rocky was around at first, my mom did not like him. And she was like, I don't like him. I don't want him at my house. I don't like him.
Because I was still going through a divorce. And she thought, husband, like, I was however, just telling her never, I'm getting a divorce type thing.
He never confronted or said anything to her. He never came out of his face. And after a year of us together, she finally did come here and she was like, you know what, Rocky? I was wrong. I appreciate how you take care of my daughter and I love you. And they have had a beautiful relationship.
She was suspicious. Which,
yeah, Rocky's mom too.
She had every right to be. That's why, like, in my head I'm going, she has a right to be. You know what I mean? Like,
I was a shocker for Ginger, okay? I walked in being who I was and she was like, what is... And he's going...
Complete opposite of...
It was a shocker, but at never any moment did I ever go to my mother-in-law and go, I would never disrespect my husband's mother, and he would never disrespect mine.
Correct.
When people allow that kind
of interaction. At first, though, you did have a couple moments where it was, like, heated a little bit.
Yes.
But they both immediately nipped it in the bud and were like, all right, listen. And they both kind of understand, this is who I am, this is who you are, this is how we react
with
to things.
Respect.
And now, like, forget it. They're freaking frack. You know?
Yeah, but there's, you when you're intertwining families and energy,
it can get a little messy.
It can, and there's kids involved. I would never take my children from either one of their grandmothers because we have an argument. You know, you have to remember the loyalties, and not just to yourself, but to your children who are watching and growing, and to your family. You know, it's super important. I'm
my mother's super protective. I was her baby. She raised two boys, but I was. The prize, like,
I'm very proud of you.
And
the
women,
didn't send that letter back
the
yet.
Women before Jessica were not good for me, so she had fences up always. And then, you know, it took a little bit for her to put it down with Jess, but now that it's down, like, she's
his mother on a regular. Thank you for being so good to my son and grandchildren. Mm-hmm. My mother, too, loves Rocky dearly, but we've always again kept that respect of him. And I can say what we want, but I'm not gonna, you're not gonna, we're not gonna, we have to have that. You know, that circle, it's got to be.
And when something comes up with me, she stays out of it. Like, it's that's between
and
me
mother,
and this person.
Yeah, whatever. Well,
and it's the same with her. Like, yeah.
It's between two
but
other
some
people,
spouses like to
it.
Add their 2 cents, and then they take it as that time to go, good, now I can say this thing that's been pissing me off about them.
Listen, I'm all for petty McSchmitty. It's my favorite fucking thing sometimes. However, when it comes to interpersonal relationships, especially family-wise, I'm not doing that.
Or someone's
well,
mother.
Also because
someone, you know,
once
like,
the heat of the moment's over, it's going to be
they're
like,
gonna remember,
wait a second, didn't you say, and now it's like, motherfucker.
And
like,
now you're at dinner with them and you're like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Like, what do I do now?
No, absolutely.
And like, as the son-in-law, like, I go out of my way to make sure I do everything to just make her happy, mm-hmm. that, you know, her daughter and grandchildren are taken care of and that I'm nice around her. You know what I mean? As long as mm-hmm. everything's good and with her, that's all that matters. Like, there's no reason for me to be shitty with her. She's not a bad person. Mm-hmm. She doesn't talk shit. Her mother is, like, the greatest person ever, honestly. Like, she's a yogi type person and she's very peaceful. And right. so it's almost impossible to really piss her mom off anyway. It really it's is. True. And it's she true. Deals with a lot.
Yeah.
So, like, I would really have to do some crazy shit to fucking get in her bad
even
place
if he
at this
was
point.
Upset, even if he was upset. He would never come out of his face and be disrespectful. And that's so important. Same with his mom. I mean, again, we've had a few tiffs growing, but that woman will literally get me a massage and go, you need to go get a massage because you are way too good. You do everything. And like, and it's just that way. We kind of have formed this huge circle of, around mm-hmm. us. You know, for you, I love that we're a part of the circle and there are going to be a lot of people who try to poke. Just remember that your reaction, your response is taking time away from you being who you are.
Well, listen, here's the thing. People can poke as
I'm
much
trying.
As they want.
I'm trying.
They can try to poke as much as they want. People have tried to poke through you.
Right.
And I find it hilarious because I laugh about it. Like, there's nothing you can do. I live my life exactly as I want to live it.
Right.
It doesn't matter what other people say to me. I've hit a point in my life where I'm like, okay, that's cool. That's what you think. What do you want me to do with that?
Do you pay my bills?
Like,
you, that's you why
fuck
I enjoy
me?
Her
it
so much,
matter.
Though, because she is literally an open book. Yeah. Like,
you can ask me whatever you want. We've had very weird conversations.
Yes, she has.
You've asked me about my vagina randomly.
Yes,
knowing,
he did.
Knowing I knew you wanted a reaction, but I mean, it's like, oh, whatever.
No, honestly, like I knew I can ask you that question.
Yeah,
like, I felt comfortable enough to ask you that. Like, if it was
pull
someone.
It out.
No, but if it was one of her other friends sitting here. I most likely wouldn't have asked that, but I know who you
but
are and
just,
that you're not the type of person. How dare you?
It's just
you're going to
so
be like, all right,
easier.
You're curious.
It's so much easier to just live your life as who you are and no lies and no bullshit. Cause I don't have to remember a lie.
Yeah.
Listen,
no,
this is what happened.
No,
I'm
it really
sorry.
Is.
What
you're absolutely
yeah.
right. It's just
like,
easier to be open and honest.
I said what I said. It's my favorite thing. I said what I said. I say what I mean. I mean what I say.
Yes.
I hate bullshit conversations. I have to drag it out of people. I'm like, listen, use your fucking words.
Yeah.
What do you want?
Use your fucking
and
words.
Fake, it's
yeah.
just that fake people, though. Like those
I can't
the people
do it.
That are like nice in your face, and then
no.
the second you turn around, they're ready to stab you in the back, and it's like, why be that person? If
that's
you don't like
I'm
me,
so
that's fine.
Particular.
I'm okay with you not liking who
yeah.
I am.
People
I'm
like,
totally fine
with
that.
Why don't you go anywhere or do anything? I'm like, because, well, the people I want to hang out with can't, and then I'm not just going to hang out
with
random
anyone.
People.
Right.
Because
yeah.
of what? I'll stay home by myself.
Better yeah. off being in your good energy.
Like, I used to be that. In that circle of, like, all right, I have 20 million friends.
Oh, yeah.
And out of, you know, 20 million.
It's
like,
called your 20.
Yeah.
But
like,
I have two real
99%
friends. 99%
of
real
them, you'd
friends.
Be like, if I didn't hang out with this person, I would never see you. You
yeah,
know
right.
what I mean? And it's like that one person interacts you with all these other people. And it's mm-hmm. like, all right, well, I'll tolerate you because, you know, we're all here together.
Correct.
But the second they're out of my life, I'm like, I don't give a fuck about you.
Correct.
And
I'm
every
not
now
hit
and then,
them up outside of like the group at that point. If you're there, cool. If you're not, I'm not gonna miss
right.
you.
And with social media, they'll like pop their heads and be like, "Hey, what's up?"
How
like,
have you
fuck?
Been?
I'm like,
it's been high. It's been fucking 20
like,
years.
Nobody's dumb enough to do that with me.
No, every now and then we'll get it, and they'll be like, "Really, dude? Like, fuck, I don't give a fuck about your life."
I
like,
got the
low tech
version with the Christmas card this year.
Oh,
like, come on.
Well, I will say that it was a great back. From Christmas show, and I look forward to talking about things from the new year next week. I appreciate you guys, and I'm thankful. And
we're thankful for Uncle Vince.
Well, definitely thankful for Vince.
Out
we love
there,
him.
And I had a good talk with him the other day. So look forward to things
we
in the future.
We thank all everybody who joins our show as well. You know, we love every one of you, and we appreciate all the input and people talking. And,
cousin Nikki was in there. He said, yo, cuz.
Right. It's just hard for me to write and talk at the same time.
I know.
I'm blonde. Just, but we are excited. I appreciate everybody. I love you all. And is there
Happy
anything else?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, because they
Happy
won't be
New
here.
Year.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
right.
You guys won't be here.
Happy
That's
New
right.
Year.
We'll have to see you next Tuesday.
No, there's nothing else. RussosBrand.com. You got like 2 days left to get a free month. So go to RussosBrand.com right now. Sign up. It's only $3.95 a month. You get a whole bunch of new content, and it's really good stuff. So go over there, russosbrand.com, opiradio.com, wherever you get your podcast, go subscribe to the Opster, opiradio.com, leave a thumbs up, a comment, whatever you can do to show support. Stamengames.com. Go place your free.
He hasn't been here forever, that motherfucker.
I know. I'm going to. We actually just brought that up. We're going to get him over here soon. Go to statementgames.com. You can place free prop bets. You can pay to play, but you don't have to. And you can win real cash gift card prizes and other memorabilia. So go to statementgames.com. And
just his voice. I love it.
That's it. That's
all right, guys. We will see you next Tuesday. Bye.
Bye.